This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. You may not know the name Liz Helgeson, but if you've been around Atlanta for very long at all, you almost certainly know her voice. Among her many credits in her career as a voiceover artist, Helgeson is the voice of Marta. We paid a visit to Passion Fruit Voiceovers, that's Liz's home studio, to talk to her about her work here in Atlanta and around the world.
Your work in transit around the world now has just erupted. Did your work with Marta here in Metro Atlanta come first?
That was my first transit agency, actually, yes. And it's funny because I'm the one that sought Marta when I saw that they were implementing a system that will trip an announcement when it passes a certain station, but they hadn't yet determined, you know, what voice would be used. I begged them. It was right before the Olympics. And I said, it's got to be me. You know, I just thought before the world comes to Atlanta, they have to have a professional voice, literally the world, for the Olympics.
The next station is Emily Park, Reynoldstown. This train is bound for Indian Creek Station.
What was it like working with Marta in the early days of implementing this technology and trying to create the voice that would guide visitors and residents alike around the city?
It was great, actually, because I was the first voice to be, you know, a professional announcer for Marta. It was kind of groundbreaking and intimate and very personal because this is my city. And I felt very connected with the people that I was working with and just really wanted to give our city a good system.
I would love to sort of see you go through and hear you go through the process of
sure.
Voicing.
Okay. I'm happy to make that happen. It's so funny that it just so happens I did have a transit agency that I updated yesterday that we built a few months ago. And so that's typically what will happen as they're implementing a system. They'll have, you know, the huge, you know, thousands and thousands of file names. And then the next go round, there'll be just a few short pickups to update the system. Same thing I do for Marta.
Bayside Avenue, Potomac Woods Senior Housing, Ferlazzo Building, Victoria Park Apartments, River Oak Shopping Center, Route 234 Commuter Lot. So that's an example. Here's some.
It's amazing once you go into, I'll call it transit mode, how just so very familiar the voice is.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
A lot of the timbre and the cadence, is that something over time that you have discovered is the most easily decipherable above a din of crowd noise? Or is it just something that has evolved?
I would say both. Mm-hmm. You know, the really, really wonderful thing is, you know, I am trained to, from way back when this all first started, to just sound clear without an accent. But what's so wonderful now is that these systems, especially like text-to-speech systems, allow me to be so much more human. And that's truly what I love. Now, for this, obviously, I'm matching what I did before, so I can't all of a sudden sound like, you know, we're just hanging out. But some of the systems that I get to record on these days, automobile navigation systems, do allow me to be much more natural. And some of the things I've recorded, oh, they are so much fun, where, you know, I get to actually, you know, cry with you, and
really?
Laugh, and, you know, tell jokes together. And, you know, it's just amazing some of the things that I'm hoping that we ultimately get to hear and as your companion in the car with you.
So I'm sure one of the first questions you're asked whenever someone discovers what it is that you do, when did you begin?
When I was first starting, I worked with a company, very high technology company that unfortunately I can't name, but they had me it was one of the first voice technology companies, and when they had me come in, they had purchased this really inexpensive microphone, and they had it hanging from a ceiling tile with scotch, with masking tape, so that it could hang in front of me to do the work. And I would come in and work hours and hours, day after day, in this little closet, and I was thrilled, just happy as could be to be reading. One of the first jobs I had was recording an international voice information system for travelers traveling to different countries. And I was recording, vaccination information about for different diseases that you get when you travel. And so that was a huge system. And at the time, it was reel to reel. So it was, you know, thousands of reels of information for this big company.
Well, today, with ever-evolving technology, with our smart devices and all the different technology we encounter, and a lot of times I think we may spend more time with our electronic devices than we do with an actual human. What do you think about that as technology becomes a bigger part of our daily lives?
Well, it's definitely driving our society, technology. And, you know, there's a lot to say about a persona in terms of the relationship that you have with your technology and a voice. To be able to, you know, in tandem, to me, a persona, and this is my opinion, a persona needs to just be just a touch and a wink that I'm here, I've got you. No matter what your needs are, I've got you covered. Not too talkative, not too much stuff, not too much emotion, but just enough that, you know, you can move on.
The voice of Marta, voiceover artist Liz Helgeson. Now, as someone who works with his own voice, I was curious about how Liz cared for hers after hours of reading scripts.
Gargling with salt water, warm salt water, is the number one most phenomenal thing that I can do for my voice, no matter what kind of issue. It doesn't sound fun, and people don't like to do it, but it's the number one.
There you have it. You can put a face to the voice now on our website, wabe.org/citycafe, or on our Facebook page.